It is 10 minutes after 10 a.m. on this Friday morning. I'm Bill Small, the old man on the radio, slaving over a hot microphone for you, the radio listener. And this is the first time that I've actually had a musical guest in the studio, and I'm looking forward to it. First, let me introduce you to Mike Flood with Four Leaf Entertainment out of Independence. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, and thank you for having us on today.
Oh, very glad to have you. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, we're getting ready to do the 7th Metal Arc Lounge in Independence at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is where it's at. But when we do Metal Arc Lounge, it's Metal Arc Lounge instead of Independence Museum.
It's a great name, and I believe that that was explained to me. It's sort of a take off on the this lounge in Memphis, is it, or in Nashville?
Bluebird.
The Bluebird.
Bluebird Cafe in Nashville is where we got the idea.
And why Meadowlark?
Yeah, right. That, and the Meadowlark is the Kansas bird.
Well, there you,
see,
you go.
That's where we come up with that.
So okay.
When a person said that to me, I just said, that's it right now.
Okay.
So that's happened.
So we got some big doings on a week from tomorrow. A concert at 7 o'clock and featuring Rodney Lay and Donnie Miller and Chris Mitchell will be there. There'll be refreshments, and this is all to benefit the museum.
That's right.
Okay, how much do you anticipate raising, or you don't want to jinx yourself?
Oh, it varies. We kind of shoot to have 100 people in the concert, and tickets are selling pretty quickly, so anybody wants to get a ticket, they should call the museum soon.
You got the number handy? Or
yes, all I do. It's 620-331-3515.
All right. Well, let's say hello to this young man you brought in here with us. And listeners, I want you to remember, when you see Dylan Keene crossing the boards at the Grand Ole Opry, you heard him here first on our local radio stations here. You were over at the country station earlier, but now you're joining us. Dylan, tell us about you're going to be performing at the Metal Arc Lounge.
Yeah, I'll be performing there. I'm glad to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Be with numerous people and be
just,
cool,
like,
just to play.
Like sharing your gift with people.
Exactly.
So how did you come to be part of the Metal Arc Lounge this time around?
So I won a talent show about a year back. I can't remember the name of it.
I think it was the SE Key Kids Have Talent.
Yes. I won that one. And Mike Flood over here said, you know what? I'll give you a chance. So that's where I'm at right now.
That sounds very humble. If I won a contest like that, I would have it emblazoned onto a T-shirt. So what got you interested in writing country music?
I just love the music. I mean,
it's your favorite kind?
Yeah.
A lot of kids your age are into the hip-hop and the pop scene, but you're more of a country cat. Yeah.
I like rock music, too. I mean, my first song I ever wrote was supposed to be rock, but my voice did not fit it, so it's country now.
So who do you pattern yourself after? Anybody, or just doing yourself?
I'm doing myself, but I love Cody Johnson and George Strait and Garth Brooks. I mean, that's really it.
There you go. Again, why did you pick country?
Grew up with it.
Okay.
Love it.
And what is it about country music that you love writing the most about writing country music?
That's whatever on my mind at the time. I just pick and play.
And now Mike over here says you sound like George Strait. You don't think so much?
No, not at all.
Well, okay. Well, we'll be the judge of that. So what are you going to play for us today?
It's called Used to Anything, and it's pretty.
This is one of your originals?
Yeah.
All right. Well, lay it on us, brother. We got Dylan Keene here at the Mighty 690 KGGF. The floor is yours, young man.
Front porch sitting, you in my arms. One day you said you're going away. Well, I tried every medicine, but I still feel sick. I guess I'll try to move on. But I'm on the road. I ain't used to mountains, I'm used to gray plains, streams. But I better get used to not being used to anything. I You promised me you never leave. What happened next is history. I try not to think about it. Maybe one day I'll forget about it. But girl, till then, well, I'm on the road. I'm used to mountains, I'm used to gray plains, streams. But I better get used, and not being used to anything. Left everything behind, even my state of mind. I only brought my guitar for the road. Cause I know I'll think about you, and I'll half write a song about you for the whole wide world to hear. Cause I'm on the road. I'm used to mountains, I'm used to you being home. But I better get used, and I've been used to anything.
Fabulous. You're only 16 years old.
Yes.
And when did you write that one?
About no longer than a year ago.
My goodness, it's just wonderful. And what are your plans now? I mean, once you you're going to go back to high school, you still have some high schooling to do. But what about after that? I see you're wearing a Marines shirt.
Well, I got this doing 70 push-ups.
So you're multifaceted, aren't you?
I like working out.
Yeah, very well, it shows. And I do hear a little George Strait in there, but I also think that you sound like what George Strait would like to sound like. So good on you, young man. That was sure enough right pretty. And I think Connor was absolutely right. You're a wonderful performer with nothing but open roads in front of you. So just share that love with everybody and come back and see us once you're big and famous and everything. Don't forget we gave you your start, mister. Don't you forget. Mike, you got anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I wanted to make sure that they understand who we've got this mm-hmm. time
oh,
for
yeah.
Metal Ark Lounge. Rodney Lay Jr., and he used to live here in Coffeyville. He happened to work for the other radio station, no.
Never heard of him.
He was here. And but he works in radio right now in Tulsa, and he's written a lot of songs. He's gotten a Dove Award, which is for a gospel
right.
song. We're really excited about that. And then we also have Coffeyville's own Donnie Miller, and he's a Kansas Music Hall of Famer. So, folks, if you want to really hear some good people and Dylan, like you just heard, you need to show up.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, and get your tickets. It's going to be worth it, and it's for the museum. And the guy that got me into this, his name is Chris Mitchell, and he's going to be the host songwriter. He's written a lot of songs. He does all kinds of playing around Independence in the area. But this is going to be a really special one. And, folks, you need to get on the phone and get your tickets.
If what we heard here is a sample of what you're going to have coming up on next Saturday, the 11th, everybody needs to get out and get your tickets.
Right. And it's the phone number, if you'd like to hear it. It's 620-331-3515. You can call and you can order your tickets over the phone. They can put them in will call for you. You can go in person and get them. There's all kinds of ways to get those tickets. So just give the museum a call, and the lady will talk to you.
Well, I want to thank you, Mike Flood, not only for coming in to tell us about this, but for bringing in this incredibly talented young man to share his love for music with our listening audience. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you very much.
We're glad to do it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Dylan Keene, nothing but the sky is the limit for you, young man.